Hello, this is Jaden Park, and we're here with the Campus Chronicle. I'm here with Andy Loniger, and we're going to do a back-to-school podcast.
That's right. I am the journalism professor at the Ankeny campus and the advisor for the Campus Chronicle, and I thought we might just chat about the new semester. So, Jaden, what's going on with you this semester?
Nothing much. I have about four classes. I got three journalism ones. I'm in news writing and reporting that you're the professor for, and diversity in the media, an advertising class, and a history class. Do you have a favorite class that you're teaching this semester?
I like advising the student newspaper a lot because every week it's a little bit different. And, you know, honestly, I don't have any classes that I don't like. There's Intro to Mass Media, which you took last year, and we get to touch on a lot of fun topics like movies and music and the internet and the First Amendment journalism. And I've got a history of photography class that's a lot of fun. The news writing class that you're in, not to stress you out, but that's probably one of the more intensive writing classes that I do. But when you finish that one, you'll hopefully have a really good grasp of the ins and outs of writing for journalism, being able to write a lead, understand AP style, being able to write a full in-depth news story from start to finish and going out interviewing people and so forth. So it's a pretty intense class, but I think it's more fun than memorizing a bunch of equations and doing formulas and stuff like that. So I think it's a good time. It's very hands-on. And looking forward to that one this semester. But yeah, also just looking forward to the Campus Chronicle. And we are looking for new people to join up. So Jaden, we've got you and Samantha returning. But other than that, I think we'll just have a lot of new people joining up, which is great. And people are welcome to come sign up or even just see what it's all about. We meet Monday, Wednesday, Friday in Building 5, Room 1136. It's sort of in that food court area by the security desk. And you can't miss it. It's got a big window. It says the Campus Chronicle on it. And if you see us in there, if you just see me in there, feel free to pop your head in and introduce yourself and see what it's all about. And we meet usually during the 11:15 hour, 11:15 to 12:10, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Some people can only come Fridays, or some people just drop in during the noon hour. So we're pretty flexible, but usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that 11 o'clock hour is the main meeting time. And anybody is welcome to join up. No experience required. And I asked this the other day, but what was one of your favorite stories or projects from last year that you worked on?
Oh, yeah. I think my favorite story that I did was the fashion show that we worked on.
And yeah, every April, the DMAC fashion program does a really cool fashion show. They have, I want to say, four or five productions that they do, and I think it gets sold out for every show. And they show off all their cool designs, and it's a collaboration between the fashion department, the video, photography. I'm probably forgetting some people. Maybe, I don't know if the interior design folks help design some of the set, but it's a really cool event every April. So next spring, be on the lookout for that fashion show. And were there any other stories that you did, people that you interviewed that you remember from last year?
The play, I did two stories on the play, and what's the teacher's name?
Carl Lindbergh.
Yeah, Carl Lindbergh. He's a very good teacher to interview and to talk with. Mm-hmm. And then I did a story on the March Madness, and one on the DMAC Daily, that's back up.
Yes, and last time I checked the DMAC Daily, it was a little bit empty. So hopefully they get that up and going. But otherwise, you can follow us for the latest events especially at the Ankeny campus. And we are on Instagram at DMAC Chronicle. And I think that's also our TikTok handle as well. So at DMAC Chronicle, all one word. And you can get more information about things that are going on at the Ankeny campus there. We also have, well, if you're listening to this, you found us on your favorite podcast app, but we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all that under DMAC Campus Chronicle Podcast. So, as a returning student, Jaden, do you have any tips for people, especially if this is their first semester at DMAC or in college, things that maybe you learned the hard way or advice that somebody gave you that came in handy?
I might have to think on that.
I put you on the spot a little bit. Maybe one of the biggest things I think is just coming to class. And when you get to college, there's probably most college classes, they're not taking attendance. Some do. Some you might get credit for being there, but a lot of times it's just sort of you're expected to make your own decisions whether you want to come to class or not, and it's very tempting to skip class or fall behind just by not being there. So I think just coming to class and being present, paying attention, not falling asleep is half the battle to success in college. And not being afraid to approach your professor. Professors all have office hours. It might be a little bit tricky if you've got an adjunct professor and they're not full-time. You might have to communicate a little bit via email, but I think they should have some office hours. And long story short, I think professors at DMAC are always wanting to help students succeed. And it's hard to help if you don't know that the student is struggling. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Stop in during office hours. Reach out via email. Set up a meeting and cut it off before it gets too late. And we're here to help and figure out the best strategies to succeed in class. So I think that's one of my bigger suggestions.
I would agree with that. I would say always try to contact the advisor if you're struggling, or you can go to the Academic Achievement Center too. I know they help out a lot with like English and math. And I would say like don't try not to fall behind on your work as well. Like try to keep up with it and get ahead if you can. And if there's people willing to help you in the class too, you can have like study groups together. Mm-hmm. And also, I would say, yeah, just try not to fall behind. Always try to contact the teacher if you can. Email. You can text them, too. They have their phone numbers. Or you can go to their office hours. It's always in the course syllabus if you look. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'd say those are the main points I'd give a new student.
Yeah, the Academic Achievement Center, that's a great point. Over in Building 6, they've got the writing lab. They've got tutoring. Lots of great free resources. If you're a little bit fuzzy when it comes to citing your sources, you know, how do I do citations? How do I do this and that? They can sit down and walk you through it. And it's a really great resource. And also the library. I mean, any kind of research project that you've got going on, they can help you find sources for that. Lots of great books over there. You can even check out movies. I think they've got Wi-Fi hotspots, so if you know your internet is a little bit flaky at home, you can check out a hotspot. So lots of great resources there in Building 6. And so I would say, to your point as well, as far as getting into the habit of getting assignments done, you might even do something as simple as putting in a reminder on your phone. Just set up a weekly alert or alarm and say, hey, every Monday at 5 p.m. or whatever time you think you're the most productive, whether it's in the evening, nighttime, morning, just a weekly, even daily reminder. Hey, open that book or open up Canvas. And one thing I tell my students is make sure you're checking Canvas, even if you're not going to sit down and do the assignment right then and there. Open up Canvas, see what's in the module for that week. Don't put pressure on yourself to get the work done at that exact moment, but just see what the quizzes look like. If there are any writing assignments that week, open them up, read through them. And that way, even if you're not consciously thinking about it, it's sort of rolling around in the back of your head a little bit. And then when you sit down to actually do it, your brain gives you a little bit of a head start and has been thinking about it, even if you're not consciously thinking about it. It's kind of funny how that works. So don't just wait till the very last minute, open everything up and try to get it done all at once. Do a little bit of time, a little bit at a time throughout the week, and plan ahead. If you've got a big test coming up, carve out more time to study and just keep a calendar either on your phone, or back in the day, I like to do just a page, just regular notebook page, and write down a bunch of important dates that are coming up. And just the act of writing that down and using a good old-fashioned pen and paper helps to make it feel a little bit more important. And you can just have that on your desk and it's always sitting there, as opposed to your phone where you're switching back and forth between all sorts of different apps. So that's one tip that I might try to incorporate, getting into the habit of getting assignments done on time, early and often. Any other tips or any, you know, we've talked about the Campus Chronicle. There are a lot of clubs at DMAC. I don't know if you've been involved with any other clubs, but it sounds like no.
No.
Okay.
Just this one.
One thing I will say is that if there's something out there that you're interested in it and there's not a club, you can start your own club. Going over to Student Activities in Building 5, Aaron Smith is the advisor over there, and it's pretty easy. One thing you do need is a faculty advisor to sponsor the club, quote unquote. They don't have to be super involved, but they just have to write their name down as somebody who's going to mentor and help the club to succeed. And after that, you just need a few names on your list as club members. And so it's pretty easy to get the club off the ground, up and running. And I think you even get an initial budget for your club. I can't remember how much. It might be something like $200 that you can go and buy supplies and do fun things with your club. And I advise the chess club. And we're going to get that going pretty soon in Building 5. We usually, in the past, we haven't had regular meetings. People have preferred just to sit down and play games. But I'm definitely open to doing more regular meetings. And in the past, we've even organized little tournaments, which were a lot of fun. So you can contact me. I'll give you my email if you're interested in either the Campus Chronicle or the Chess Club. So my email is ajlanager, Alaniger. And again, that's ajlanager at dmac.edu. Or you can just search for Journalism Professor DMAC Ankeny, and I should come up on the Googles. Let's see, anything else in your notes that we should touch on here for our welcome back?
I think we've touched on mostly everything.
Okay, yeah, but I just encourage people to get involved, and you know, I think it's pretty easy to just come to campus, go to class, get in your car and take off. But if you can take advantage of different things, whether it's the Academic Achievement Center, the library, getting involved with clubs, it really will add to the overall college experience and making those connections with fellow students and professors. Being able to network is a really big thing in college, because those connections are going to come in very handy later on down the road when you're looking for work, or even getting references if you're applying to jobs. Professors can be a great resource for that as well. So I hope everybody has a good fall semester. And again, come check out the Campus Chronicle Jaden, any last thoughts?
We can always use help with the Campus Chronicle. And we have a website also, campuschroniclenews.com. And if you want to join us, we are in Building 5, Room 1136 here on the Ankeny campus.
Yeah. Stop by and say hello. Thanks a lot for listening.